Welcome to GamerCast. This is episode 81. Adam.
And I am Paul.
And this is GamerCast. Right. We speak like Yoda.
That's really poor.
Yeah, try my best. And best is all you can ask for.
I can do it a lot better than that.
Go on then.
Guten Morgen. My name is Yoda.
Okay.
Right, where's our show notes gone? Over here.
The Force will be with you.
Right. First off, we're going to mention a couple of weeks ago, we talked about Mario Party 8.
Mario Party 8 on the Wii was removed because someone said the bad word.
Spastic. Yeah, so they, Mario Party 8 features the word spastic. And that is why we've got to recall it and waste loads of money doing that.
Because
it's very ridiculous. It's a word. Who cares? It's just a word.
Some mother will be going, "My son committed suicide because the next door neighbor's kid called him a spastic repeatedly because he got it from Mario Party 8.
Yeah, because of course Mario Party 8 is the first game, film, television item, or anything else that has said this secret word. The secret word that's so powerful it makes people commit suicide.
Oh yeah. I looked in the mirror and screamed spastic 5 times in a tree trying to come out my anus. Crazy. Don't say the word.
What?
It's like the Candyman. You don't say the Candyman too many times.
What? Why not?
Because he comes out with this big fish hook and goes...
What the hell is a Candyman?
You never seen the film Candyman?
No.
The people would dare to say Candyman, and then the Candyman...
Candyman. Oh yeah, I've seen. I saw
with the black bloke, and he's got this hook, and he'll kill you and stuff like that.
Right, Candyman.
Chapstick's talking about Bloody Mary, but to be honest, Bloody Mary is the only way I know about Bloody Mary is a drink. There is a drink called Bloody Mary, but it's exactly the same as a Virgin Mary, but it's got, I think, it's tomato juice in it or something like that.
Dude, this is not a Christian podcast. We don't need your Christian fundamentalist views on this show. Thank you.
What, are you talking to me?
Yeah.
It's a really harsh drink. It's something you get drunk on. And it's called Bloody
Dude,
Mary.
I'm not interested in Jesus Christ. Shut up.
It's called Bloody Mary more in the sense of...
Dude!
You know, that time of the month. That's too far.
Now I've got people messaging me down here. Zero priority interrupt. No thanks.
Oxlow's using his private chat channel. Do you have Microsoft XP Home Edition CD?
Yes, but it's mine.
And I have a copy, and it's mine.
Have a copy? Get a decent operating system.
I've got Vista Ultimate, but my computer needed reformatting.
Well, I'll have it if you don't want it.
I'm going to keep it so I can turn to the
dark. I'll have it if you don't want it. Thank you.
Turn to the dark side.
I'll give you £5 for it.
Luke, I felt your presence.
Oh man, what's he saying now? Darth Ura says, "I actually felt a knife on my back after I did that when I was like 12. I freaked out bad." I'm guessing that's referring to the
Candyman. And for your horror freaks, there's a new game, a new horror film coming out called Black Sheep. Where in New Zealand, these freaked out sheep go around and actually start murdering people.
How does a sheep murder someone?
And this one guy ends up taking their side, so he has sex with the sheep, and then this like humanoid sheep comes out and starts going around mutating and eating people. It's really freaky to see a sheep try and blast its way through a door where people are trying to shoot it.
What do you mean, trying to shoot it? It's a sheep. It just stands there.
No, this sheep's trying to eat you.
Well, shoot it before it gets close to you.
Looks cool. Okay.
Dude. I don't care about Muhammad either.
There's a wee man sat in the back of my throat and he's kind of doing somersaults at the moment.
Anyway, so that's the reason Mario Party was recalled. It called someone a spastic.
Spastic.
On more important news.
Oh, yes.
Rockstar, the people behind the Grand Theft Auto series.
And Manhunt. Ooh, look, there's another Manhunt. Quick, ban it! My kid might kill someone.
Well, that's the stupid thing about that. It was the kid who played Manhunt that got killed. Not the kid who played Manhunt that killed him.
Damn right.
So, God, it's ridiculous. Anyway, Rockstar have said the Xbox 360 gamers will get a better Grand Theft Auto 4 experience.
Woohoo!
It was detailed in the difference between two consoles and blah 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 blah.
Me.
He was referring to the two episodes that would be built on GTA 4 experience exclusively for Xbox 360. Reportedly, Microsoft paid $50 million for. Wait, what's wrong with you today?
I've been sat in the house by myself all day. Been doing housework, that's why I got a bit peculiar. Been doing washing up, plumbing, and doing all the washing. As in clothes washing. I've gone peculiar.
Yeah,
I only had a tiniest bit of internet play today. I haven't played a video game all day.
So yeah, the first episode in that is apparently being released March 2008.
Ooh.
But yeah, did we talk about all the PS3 games running at 30 frames per second, yet the 360 versions all ran at 60 frames per second?
You mentioned something on that, but very vaguely when you first found out.
Yeah, it was all the football games. Football in American style, quotation.
Oh, American football.
No, what was it? No, it would have been more than that. I think it was like the whole of like EA or 2K Sports lineup.
Mm.
On the PS3, they all run at 30 frames per second. On the 360, they run at 60. So I think that demonstrates the power of the
Xbox 360.
So Darth Ura says more mission, maybe more cars, different clothes, maybe even an island or Manhattan. Lol, joke. Well, that was productive. Chapstick says 60 frames per second is overrated. Well, yeah, but the point I was trying to make was the Xbox 360 is more powerful than the PS3, and I was using that to support my position.
Bloody seagull, shut up.
Go back to the sea.
Go back to Westlands, I'll see you there tomorrow.
Yeah, try and poop on some helicopters.
We'll get sucked into the intake.
Oh yeah, speaking of Westlands, I put the Westlands picture on the Labour Party website. The picture's from like 20 years ago though.
You put it on the Labour Party website?
Yeah.
You got a website called the Labour Party?
I did the Labour Party website, yeah.
What, you were paid for it?
No.
You just made
it. It's my job as the IT officer to do that stuff.
IT officer of what?
The Labour Party.
So you do the Labour Party's website? The official one?
The local one, yeah.
Really? Never knew that. You realise you're a Labour type of man?
I'm a communist. Of course I'm a Labour type of man.
You went for it because it was red.
We could get into it, but it's a 20-minute speech.
Okay, we'll save that till later. Shall I get you a box to stand on?
No, just get them off your damn Transformers crap.
More than meets the eye. Oxo screaming left wing.
Yeah. What are you, a right wing Nazi?
I don't understand the left wing and the right wing. I know that they're the presidency.
Oh God.
There's a left wing and the right wing to it. Does that mean that if he's left wing when he joins the presidency, he has to stay in one side of the presidency? You know, the building.
Okay, the concept of left and right wing, I believe, originated in the French. I'm sure we're going to get someone to correct me because I'm probably wrong. It was in one European parliament, and the radicals sat on the left of the chamber and the conservatives sat on the right of the chamber. So that's why it's sort of this mishy like, not wishy-washy, like, meaning, in that nobody really knows what it means. Generally, what it means in Europe is the left wing stands for public ownership of the means of production, and the right wing stand for private ownership of the means of production. In the United States, for example, because their whole political spectrum is so far right, the left wing there is like comparable to the Conservative Party here.
Okay, makes sense.
So it's, you know,
yeah,
it depends on what country you're in, and you know.
And on that note,
For example, in Nazi Germany, the spectrum would have been so far right that Hitler was probably left wing, because he's surrounded by so many right wing nuns.
So, Transformers, so yeah, robots in disguise. I wonder if they're left wing or right wing.
Since they're robots,
no, they
I don't really care, because I support the working class, not a bunch of machines taking over.
Well, no, they were working
the
class.
The machines were the for the working class, the so the working class don't have to work anymore.
The Autobots were working class, where the Decepticons were military models. So it was a civil war between governmental, military consumerism against the blue-collar working bot who just makes the car in the building and gets pooed on by the old Decepticons with their stupid flying modes and stuff. Yay. Anyway, Transformers was released this Thursday. I saw a
boring
preview of it last Sunday.
Oh wait, hang on. Was that the trailer which I had to debunk?
Debunk.
Yeah. Am I on the right track here? It was like a year ago when they first released a trailer.
Oh yes.
And it needed tackling because it had so many false
statements. I found out it's not actually a trailer.
Well, whatever it was.
Well, people say it's a teaser trailer, but it actually
a video advertising the thing.
Okay, when you watch the film, it's clip is actually in the film. But anyway,
yeah, most trailers do have clips that are in the film, because that's where you get the trailer from.
Well, a lot of people thought it was just made up, something to kind of advertise that, ooh, Transformers. But anyway,
right. So the mistakes are in the film as well.
Yeah.
So am I going to have to watch the film and nitpick all the mistakes?
Actually, no, you're going to have to watch the film to make sure, because the bits, you know, in the bits where it comes up with the writing and stuff, well, that is all verbal, and I don't think they match, so I think they may have fixed their mistake, so I need you to double-check it. So you're going to have to see the film to double-check to see if they fixed their mistake.
I will certainly see the film.
But yeah,
at some point in the future.
Absolutely amazing. I've seen it twice, saw it on the preview and on
prem. Twice?
Yeah, I saw it last Sunday.
How can you watch a film twice? You knew everything was going to happen.
It was that good. You had to see it twice just to see it, because he just looked absolutely amazing.
Oh no, robots are having a wobbly.
Galactic Civil War.
Let's get the EMP grenades out.
See, there's another film that's got Galactic Civil War, which is a complete and utter success. Star Wars. Need I say any more?
Yeah, Star Wars isn't really that good.
Yeah, it is. Anyway. Transformers, saw it at the movie, absolutely amazing. Go out there and see it. The game is out, unfortunately, with costs of motorbikes and stuff. Couldn't afford to buy the new game out on the 360 because it came out on the 20th. They keep doing that though, releasing games before the film comes out, tempting me to complete levels. Like, I had Spider-Man 3.
Star Trek does not suck. The Next Generation is the pinnacle of sci-fi television.
Well, we know which film Darth Earl likes.
What's that then?
Care Bear the movie!
What, the movie?
You've not seen Care Bears the movie?
I thought you said like Kapla, whatever that is.
Kapla! Kapla! Sorry, a bit of a South Park moment there.
Care Bear is supposed to be an awesome film. What's the name of the Care Bear that looks like a lion?
Oh, Brave... No, it's not, is it not... That's Brave... I want to say Braveheart, but it's not. Lionheart or something like that. Brave something or other.
That guy needs a kick at the ass.
Oh, dear.
Catherine says a Simpsons movie will be better than Transformers.
It may be, but it's not done as well in the box office as... Oh, yeah, take the phones off. I forgot about that. Not as well as Transformers has in America did. But Transformers has got such a large following that Even all the Simpsons fans would be like, right, I'll go see Transformers, then walk out afterwards and then walk back in to see the Simpsons movie.
Well, the Simpsons film, which I'm going to see this week, might be good. I'll be interested to see how the transition worked. Because they need to do a much better job than just having like a really long Simpsons episode.
I think one of the things that they've used as a test for the film.
They don't want to go over the top having a too complex story.
Because you know, like,
they need like two, possibly three plot lines through the thing. Make it two.
It's the way that Simpsons works. It's like Homer's going out to buy a new hat because it flew away while he was doing the gardening, and he slips over a can, and that whole slipping over the can triggers what the story's about. It's not about his hat, it's not about anything, it's about falling over the can, and then it triggers another story. And that's what Simpsons is always like. It's one thing just about go there and it triggers something else.
Dude, I'm not interested in Jesus Christ.
So
stop talking about Jesus. What?
Don't make me do it twice, it hurts my nose when I do this.
Well, stop doing it then.
Anyway, so yeah, Simpsons looks quite good. I like the bit where he's got...
I've got an axe and I'm chopping my arm up. It hurts when I do that.
The pig. And he's got the pig with muddy feet.
I've seen that.
He's walking across the... Spider pig, spider pig.
Spider-Man sucks.
The whip. But yeah, if anybody's bought the Transformer game, please do us a review, because I've yet to be able to get
hold of a copy. I've seen it being played, but I couldn't be bothered to wait around and have a go myself.
Looks like large environments. You can play both sides. And for once, they've actually made a movie game that looks quite...
Looks good.
Probably is going to play pretty good. And for once, a DS version of this game has been made and is not made to be look like a complete dumbed-down version. The DS version looks and plays a lot like Metroid Prime, but in third person, where you walk around as a third-person attacking game, and you're shooting, transforming, and you can play against the other side. So unlike Transformers on the 360 and the other formats, where you can pick which side you want, on the other one, you either get the Decepticons version or the Autobots version. Very Pokemon way of doing it, but pretty good. Sells
hang
games.
Hang on. If one side is made up of military robots,
mm-hmm.
Why haven't they won yet?
Because the Autobots just kick ass. But you know, that's the thing. The
which ones are who?
The Decepticons were always winning until they finally ended up on Earth. The Decepticons are the bad guys.
Oh, so they twist it so the military robots are the bad ones.
Yeah,
the stupid truck which transforms is a good guy.
The movie is slightly
how
different to the cartoon.
Why do aliens have trucks?
They don't.
Well, doesn't the guy transform into a truck?
Only after he comes to Earth, because they have the ability.
Well, what does he transform into out before that?
They just transform into vehicles which were already on their planet.
So they've got vehicles that look like trucks.
No.
What do they look like then?
Well, put it this way: Starscream.
Whatever that is.
He is a bad guy, second in command. In the movie, he transforms into the Lockheed Martin F-22 Raptor.
Wow, that sounds like an Earth-based military weapon.
Yeah.
Because how convenient.
Because he's on Earth. Now, in...
what happens if he, like, transforms in midair and falls over?
Oh, when he transforms, he can fly. All the Decepticons can fly. Autobots can't really fly that well.
So they can fly even when they're in like human form.
You have to remember there's a difference between the cartoon and the movie. In the movie, only the people that can transform into vehicles can fly, apart from Starscream, who seems to fly but not very well in robot form. But in the movie, all the Decepticons always flew. That was their advantage over the Autobots. But if we go to the cartoon, Starscream transformed into a fighter jet. But when he transformed, when you first saw him on Cybertron, the thing he transformed in looked more like a spaceship. It was like a pyramid-y weird thing.
What's a Cybertron?
That's the name of the planet they come from.
How convenient, the Cybertron. It's such a rip-off of the flipping Citroen advert. That's where they got the idea from. They ripped it off of a crappy car advert.
Oh no, it is good. When you see it,
yeah, I will see it at some point, definitely. Because I will need to nitpick.
Yeah. But yeah, very well done, very well made. Special effects.
If it was a cartoon, I wouldn't need to nitpick as much. They should have done it as a cartoon.
Well, there is a movie cartoon.
Yeah, but I haven't seen it.
It is good.
No, I didn't have any Transformers.
I had lots of Transformers. The biggest one I had was Metroplex that transformed into a
city. Oh, wait, I had a Transformers video. And it was video number 4 in my catalogue of videos. Because I used to catalogue all my videos with numbers and indexes.
Cool.
Yeah, this is when I was like 6 or 7. I had an episode on video. But that's the only Transformers thing I've ever watched.
Mm.
And who knows where that video is now.
Now I got the whole, every episode on DVD. But I love Transformers.
Every episode on DVD.
Yeah.
No wonder you don't have any money.
I got loads of Transformers.
You spent £7,000 on Transformers DVDs.
Right, let's put it this way. I have 2 large Transformers which cost me around about 60 quid each. They stand about that tall. I've got it's Unicron, which transforms into a planet.
Unicron transforms into a planet.
And
hang on, how big is this planet?
Well, the action figure is smaller in scale compared to he is in the car. In the cartoon, the Transformer can stand on pretty much the end of his fingertip. So, but he transforms into this planet that goes around. It's a very small planet, it's like a orbiting moon, and that goes around in. Eats other planets.
So like a normal Transformer is the size of his finger.
Yeah.
That's a really big Transformer. Why does he just come along and stamp on everyone?
When he's floating in space, they kind of just float around each other, but he's pretty much destroying everything, and they have to have a battle inside his head to defeat him.
Wow. I want to see Transformers.
I'll bring around the Transformer movie for you to watch. It's cool.
Great.
But no, the movie's an adaptation of the cartoon. They didn't want to copy it too much, where they just went off the basis and made it into a more...
So does the film have a giant Transformer?
No.
Like the planet Earth transforms and kills everyone on the surface?
No, and they didn't put any of the large Transformers. Like, there's a green Transformer called Devastator, which is 5...
Some kind of combine harvester?
Actually, you're quite close. Devastator is made up of 4...
Combine harvesters.
4 Decepticons.
Oh wow, so they're like joined together like Pokemon or something.
So the largest one is the body, and then the rest of them, the other ones are arms and legs, and makes it larger. But they all transform into construction vehicles, so that there's a crane, a dump truck.
A crane? Imagine a crane trying to fight a war.
A cement mixer.
A cement mixer.
And all they're good at doing is building stuff, and then they can transform into Devastator, which can destroy stuff. So it's a bit yin and yang.
So they build more Transformers with a cement mixer.
No, they build buildings and bases for them. That's what they do, they build bases.
Constructicons!
Merge and form Devastator! I've seen that film too many times. I used to watch it all the time drunk at uni. It was great.
Yeah.
And I've got what are called the alternatives, which are a bunch of toys which were made. So like there's a character called Hound who turns into like a Willy's Jeep, you know, like what they used to have in Narm, the Jeeps. So what they've done is for the toy, they've...
What the hell is Narm?
Vietnam.
Don't call it Narm.
Vietnamese War.
The People's Republic of Vietnam.
Yes.
Objects to this misusage of our country's name. Thank you.
Someone says he watches Power Rangers.
You should refer... Instead of just saying in Nam, they have this Jeep. During the American Imperialist War of Aggression...
Yes. They had what was called the Willy's Jeep. And now you can't get... Well, you can get Willy's Jeeps, but they're old.
Power Rangers. So talking about Power Rangers.
That's crap. The
we have chat room requests to talk about Power Rangers.
Power Rangers is a rip-off, because it was basically a remake.
It's the Power Rangers, those different coloured people in funny suits, which like have this giant robot.
Yeah, which is actually you're just a redubbed version of the Japanese version, and they just shove the human bits in at right at certain moments.
So what's the deal with the big robot? Where does he come from?
Which one?
In Power Rangers.
Oh, they're just made, and they get inside and control them.
What, they make it?
Yeah, and they get inside and they control it at a, like with these little levers. it's crap.
Well, like my pretend combine harvester controls.
Yeah, it's like a combine harvester. I was too old for Power Rangers.
Why don't you just get Godzilla to come along? Godzilla would kick its ass. Anyway, our objective is for Godzilla. He should be called Jesus-Zilla in recognition of our saviour. Jesus-Zilla. No, wait. Allah-Zilla.
I've seen the mosque now in Yeovil.
Yeah?
Yeah. Took a while to find where it was, but I've finally seen it now.
There it is, the huge spire.
The thing that's quite funny is that I don't know why people are complaining about where it is.
Who cares? It's a flipping building. It's not a big robot that's going to get us all.
I know, but the cool thing is it's what I sat next to. A church.
Yeah, two churches next to each other. So what?
I know, I thought, well, that's the perfect place. Really, what they want to do is say...
We need to put all these churches and other versions of churches all close to each other and fence them in.
Yeah. All religious people, go in there. Go
and
on.
Then we just accidentally concrete it all over. Oops, sorry.
For their protection. But yeah, Transformers, absolutely amazing. Loved it to bits. Different from the cartoon, but they had to be enjoyable.
I don't like the way in the game, and I think in the film as well, the Transformers look so like uber hardcore with too many moving bits. In the cartoon, they were much more
blocky.
Chunky.
They were very blocky. But in this, they're a little bit more... No. They've got a little bit more autonomy to it. Because these Transformers that I've got, the metal ones, the alternative ones, because they're actual metal Transformers.
Well, I hope they're made out of metal, because if they're just made out of plastic, they just, like, blow up.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
I mean, the toys.
Some guy threw a grenade at my Transformer.
I mean, the toys.
And the whole universe exploded.
Yeah, my toys are made out of metal and plastic instead of just plastic. And they got me imported from Japan. But they transform a lot more like these ones do, where they got more moving parts and stuff, and they're a lot more poseable. So I did like the way that they looked. They had a bit more of a different feel from... And you also see what the Transformers look like when they're not taking on their Earth forms. It's what known as proto-forms, what they look like on Cybertron. So you see Optimus Prime without any of the truck stuff on him. So he just looks like a robot, and then he transforms.
So can the Transformers like change into different things then? Like the guy scans his truck, can he then scan a shed and turn into a shed?
If you haven't seen the film, stick your fingers in your ears now. Apart from you. Take your hands away from your ears. Yeah. Yes, they can rescan stuff and transform into other things. Only a few people actually do it. Once they've got a disguise, they keep it.
Well, can't they just transform into a nuclear bomb and then blow up?
No, because the robot isn't a nuclear bomb. They just transform into something that, like a mechanical device. They wouldn't want to self-destruct each other.
So what are Transformers made out of?
Well, they're made out of metal, but the metal is from their home planet, and it's nothing, no element from...
Right, so when the guy turns into a F-22 or whatever it is...
Yeah.
He's not made out of aluminium?
What, the F-22 is made out of aluminium?
I'm assuming it is, yeah.
He will look the same, identical to that, but in the sense of... I'm trying to answer these questions without... wrecking the film for anyone, but
just get on with it, who cares?
Conventional weapons don't actually do much to Transformers, human weapons.
Why?
Hang
on, if we dropped a tactical nuke on it on some dude's head, he would still be alive.
Yes, because a tactical nuke
increases
large amounts of heat.
That's ridiculous, he'd be dead.
How
can a stupid robot survive a nuke?
Oh no, he wouldn't survive it, melt him.
So then he'll like get Terminator 2-ish and like, you know,
no,
come
he'd be,
all back
he'd be
together.
Dead. He'd be dead.
So why don't we just nuke him?
Because they were in the fights occur in populated areas, so they don't.
Oh,
do it. But no,
there are some giant robots running around killing each other.
They use something like nukes. They use saber rounds. It's a high-velocity bullet they use on aircraft, which hit with a magnesium part into it, so they burn hotter when they hit. They use them for penetrating tank armor, and it seems to be the only thing that gets through the armor of the Decepticons' armors. But
are you telling me my railgun wouldn't get through the dude's armor? That's ridiculous.
Does it burn at hot?
The amount of energy that would
heat?
Put.
Is it heat or?
What do you mean? Is it heat?
It's the amount of heat that actually gets through the armor. If it was just
surely it's the amount of energy that gets transferred into heat. And a railgun would have a higher amount of energy.
So yeah, if it's burning quite hot when it hits, then yeah,
it wouldn't be burning at all. It's just
high velocity.
Yeah.
It's the velocity of it. They wouldn't know. They didn't really say anything.
Okay, you build a transformer. Okay. I'll get my railgun. And then I'll get my cap gun, and we'll see what that does to it.
Cool.
I'm going to bet it totally pones it.
It's pretty cool. Good film. If anybody's got the game...
Hang on. So would they survive 25,000 kilograms of explosives?
What type of explosives? I mean, like C4?
Well, TNT.
Where would it be? Just next to them?
Look, that stood on it.
Yeah.
So big bombs...
Wouldn't do much. They shoot... Wouldn't do much.
Dude, 25,000 kilograms of TNT? That would do a lot. Man, that'd be awesome. You'd be able to hear that explosion from miles away.
They shoot them with bullets and missiles, and it doesn't do much to them.
Bullets and missiles suck.
But the Cybertronian weapons do much, because...
How convenient. Their weapons work really well. But our human weapons, because we're the infidel race that God has made us all lame, our weapons are useless. And yet these weapons from the heavens can kill everyone. Ridiculous.
Damn right.
Just deploy some nuclear weapons.
But anyway, if anyone's got the game, it'd be really nice if someone could do a review for us, because I haven't yet got hold of a copy of it, which would be really nice. Moving swiftly along, found out that one of my favourite games is getting a sequel. Dragon Ball Z Budokai Tenchu 2 is now having sequel of Budokai Tenchu 3. They've added
woo, whatever all that means.
They've added a new element to it.
They've added a new thing, a new box art.
Two new characters have been added in, King Freezer and King Cold. As well as there's going to be
Comrade Adam edition, which has an extra Transformer secret unlockable guy.
Night and day system, so if you're fighting at night and you're fighting as a Saiyan with a tail, you will turn into a giant monkey when you look at the moon.
Ooh. A giant monkey.
They didn't say much more than that, apart from a few more characters and...
Oh man, what was the name of that giant monkey?
King Kong.
No, the real one.
Oh, Big Joe.
Gigantopithecus. Yeah. Some people actually don't, assume King Kong is real.
Morning. I thought that's why they had to rebuild
the fictional
character. He's a fictional.
And it was
character.
Ripped off The Simpsons anyway. King Homer. Rip off. Can't people think of original ideas without having to rip off Citroën adverts? I think it's a Citroën anyway. What car is that?
Citroën.
Yeah, it is Citroën. Okay.
Citroën C3.
See the adverts work on you anyway. Mm. The cool robot and cool King Homer.
But moving along, the guy who created the comic book series Dragon Ball Z put his artistic flair into a new game that comes out at the end of this month, Blue Dragon on the 360, which is an exclusive to Xbox 360. Very good RPG that will be coming out soon. I will definitely be buying this at the end of August and be doing a good review on it. So
what's it about?
Don't know exactly. It just looks absolutely amazing.
So you're buying it on its graphics only?
Buying it on just the fact that I'm buying it and hoping the hell it's good. It's not. I shall be taking it back to games.
I want to play Oblivion. Let's play Oblivion.
Oblivion.
Yeah, I started replaying as my thief character.
It is quite good with a thief character, just for the fact you've got the extra element of you've got a god knows how many things to steal.
Oh, but it's still not as good as, like, you know, a thief proper. Because I do miss my water arrows.
Well, I suppose the good thing about it is if you wanted to, you could go to one town you liked, not steal anything, do all the missions hardcore as a thief, getting a bit like a bit of fighter's guild in there as well, so that you've got some good fighting capabilities or mage, and then get yourself a house, and then go to all the other towns and go through and steal everything you can with the thieves guild, and then just fill your house full of trinkets, steal everything.
Yeah, that would really help the frame rate, wouldn't it? 10,000 flipping cups in there, 20,000 plates.
Well, steal the plates, not worth much. Steal the good stuff.
Yeah, it's all plates and flipping cups and forks.
I remember going behind and walking behind that shop owner and nicking his keys and going in there and nicking all the magic and all the weapons and everything. That was really cool.
You actually nick people's keys? They just break in.
No, I did it proper thief style. I sneaked up behind him, pickpocketed his key, and while he went off on an errand, I broke into his place. Actually, no, I didn't. I waited till he went to bed, and while he was asleep, I went in there and stole shitloads of his stuff. Great.
It's good with the way people like walk off and do their own thing.
Mm.
It just annoys me because it takes a day, you know, like a day game time to work out what they actually do.
Yeah.
Sometimes they like just go out at like 8 o'clock to the pub or whatever, or you know, or sometimes they just go straight to bed. Or, and you want to know that, man.
Mm.
Thieves need to know these things. We need to know when people are out.
It's good AI. I must admit, I would love speaking of. Ooh, creaky chair.
Yeah, I thought you were bringing your own.
Oh, I couldn't be able to carry it all the way up here.
I know, we should just get like a wooden box and sit on that.
Beanbags. Then we just don't move.
Yeah.
Don't move, you're making noises. It's the beans, they're making noises. Well, they're polystyrene beads, but...
We should get one of those and put like a squeak toy thing in it.
Yeah, so every time I move, your dog attacks me. That's what I really need, is two boxer dogs sat in my lap. Yeah, that'd be fun. What would be really nice is a game where...
I thought we were talking about Blue Dragon.
No, we've sidestepped to thief games. Like you got Darth Vader's talked about Assassin's Creed, and we've got things like Hitman and stuff, where it's all about trying to find your perfect way to assassinate someone. I want the
easy.
Ability.
Walk up to them and smack them around the head with a big axe.
I would like something a lot like Splinter Cell, with the whole third person climbing up drain pipes and sneaking into stuff. But instead of it being like I'm a spy, I want it to be like I'm an A-class thief. So you have to check this joint out. Bribe people and break into other places to get the blueprints. If it's a museum, you know, dressing could need to walk around, and you've got to try and eye up yourself where everything is, so when you come in, you know where the cameras are, you know what you've got to be doing, and actually plan something. A bit like how we said with the last episode when we were talking about Rainbow Six, where the PC versions, you actually had a detailed map where you could plan everything.
Giant Citizen Kabuto has a map.
Yes. So yeah, Blue Dragon, coming out soon. We'll be doing a review when it comes out. Looks absolutely amazing.
Meh.
I'm looking forward to it.
Okay, Monkey Man.
Bioshock. Your girlfriend mentioned this to us and showed us sent us a picture of one of the characters from it.
Yeah, like life-size character.
That's
like
in the
big
stores.
Big dude.
We watched the trailer. I wasn't really impressed.
Yeah,
nice,
I've got a few criticisms of it.
Nice AI, weird weapons. It looked like something like Tales of Atlantis or 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea feeling.
The second any game says we allow the player to make use of the environment, you think, oh God. Not another one of these stupid gimmicky things with all these lame concepts which just don't work. Mm. Use the environment to your advantage. No, I can't be bothered. It's a shooter. I'm not there to flipping plant, you know.
If something's explosive and you see it next to a guy you're trying to shoot, shoot the explosive thing. Bar that.
I don't want to pick up the explosive and faff around with it and whatever. I just want to blow it up. I'm playing a shooter. I don't care about anything else.
Be like Halo. It's all about the story. Story, character, and environment to make it better. Not gimmicks. The only way you could do gimmicky stuff with
the
environment.
What the hell is AC? Paul, official UK release of AC. What is AC?
Me. I'm Adam Clough. It's the official UK release of me.
Dude. No. AC. Armored Core?
Tell us. The chat room has got us in suspense what AC is. Oh, Assassin.
Armored Core. I don't know what it is.
Yes. Act like a monkey day. Coming out on the DS.
The
good game.
DC? Wow, man.
No. On the DS. They're bringing out Mech Assault.
Where's the freaking Xbox 360 version?
What are they going to bring out on the DS? That means they're maybe cooking something up, which would be nice, but yeah.
Or maybe they're just going to be bothered and they'd rather do a DS game because they only need 6 people working on that for a couple of months.
DS is absolutely...
Okay, Catherine says Bioshock is about location. It focuses all around atmosphere and the attics around you.
But is it
Catherine
like underwater?
Says Mech Assault is already on the DS.
It's already out.
Ooh. She said someone traded it in the other day.
Ooh, I may have to go buy
it.
But that.
I've never seen it on the DS.
I only saw it in the back of the Nintendo magazine. Excuse me. So advertised.
So what's Assassin's Creed then? Since everyone on the chat room's going on about that for like 2 pages.
Is it that game that the PlayStation 3 keeps talking about, but...
Ah, game don't sell a Mech Assault. That's probably why we've not seen it.
Oh.
Dude.
Assassin's Creed is a game that's been acclaimed as being a really good assassin game out on the PlayStation 3, but it actually is better on the 360.
Like every other game.
Yes. It looks like it's going to be good. But it's kind of like in the Knights of the Templar sort of time period.
Oh, God.
I want to...
We don't need some Christian knights prancing around.
We get to kill them.
Okay, cool. Wait a minute. Whose side are we on? Are we on Jesus' side? Or are we on... Yeah, did you hear Satan had a knighthood the other day?
But... Satan.
Yeah, he was. I posted this on the forums at borderforums.net.
Border forums.
You know what we forgot to do at the beginning of the show? Letters. We'll have to do it at the end. I just remembered that. Here we go. Satan knighthood. I'll just put it up on the screen so you can read it while I talk about my comments on Bioshock. So, yeah, in the trailer. They have the guy like just prancing around, picking up this trip mine, hacking a turret, and it's like, ugh. What a waste of time. Hello, Adam.
Hello.
Have you read it yet?
No, but it basically gives you the gist that Satan has been given a knighthood for his contributions to rock music.
Yeah, rock! Satan, eat my soul.
Well, Bruce Lee, the reason I like this blog so much is because of its title. The blog is called The Provisional BBC. And goes
Welcome
on to say...
The Provisional BBC.
Dude, you have no idea how wrong that is. The Provisional BBC is a paramilitary organisation which split from the BBC in October 2006 in protest at its toleration of poor writing and liberal democrats. The Provisional BBC regrets any civilian casualties resulting from posts contained within, but lays the blame squarely at the foot of the Tories. It is our duty to resist them by any and all means necessary. This blog rocks.
Power to the people. Anything else interesting they've said?
He's a Christian. I'm a member of the Labour Party. I prefer not to define my politics, but I have no shame in describing myself as a socialist or as a democratic centralist, aka a Bolshevik. I'm a Christian, I'm a socialist, blah, 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 blah. So yeah, this blog actually really good. So I recommend it to people in Britain who actually have a sense of humour. Unlike Adam, who thought it was real. And everyone else who thought it was real on the forums. Yeah, Saladin said, what did he say? No effing way. Pixar didn't happen. And then Random Architect, although he's just called Ransom now, says you didn't read the whole article. So yeah, that's cool, man. So yeah, what are we talking about?
Blue Dragon. No, Bioshock. I didn't like the way it looked. I was curious if it kind of had, it had an underwater feel to it, so it's kind of like,
Yeah.
But yeah, soon buying games, we've got...
If they release a demo, I'll check it out.
I need to get Transformers. We've got...
we've got a giant leprechaun incoming to our position.
Blue... Where? Blue Dragon. We've got Halo 3. Stop pointing at the window, he's not coming in.
Leprechaun! That's the leprechaun! I'm the leprechaun!
Dude, it's a giant leprechaun. It sounds more like this. I'm a leprechaun! I'm a leprechaun. I'm gonna eat your soul for lunch.
Leprechauns eat Lucky Charms.
No, the little leprechauns eat Lucky Charms because they're cute! And I'm a leprechaun!
We need the IRA to sort them out.
They are the IRA. Who do you think finances them?
Leprechauns finance the IRA.
Yes, because it takes so long for them to find the pot of gold at the end of the rainbow. That's why they all of a sudden come out in a burst. It's like loads of IRA and then nothing for ages. Because they're hunting for the next pot of gold. There are only so many rainbows. My God, we've had shitloads of rain and sunshine. There can be loads of rainbows.
Yeah, I saw a really funky looking rainbow the other day. Oh no, that was on TV.
TV rainbows. Rainbow. I remember watching Rainbow when I was a kid.
What you need to do to see a
Jeffrey
really
and Bungle. Zippy.
Dude. Zippy rocks. Yeah, Zippy was a man.
Zippy was a gimp. He had a zip on his mouth.
He was George was the gay gimp.
George was the gay camp pink.
George was like a sort of Moomin, like.
Yeah, thing. And Zippy was his gimp. And Jeffrey, the big teddy bear, was.
Wasn't that Bungle? Wasn't Jeffrey the bloke? And Bungle was the
teddy bear. Yeah. So Bungle was Jeffrey's love monkey.
Dude, don't insult 1980s television.
Oh my God. Pigeon Street and Mutton Moon? Button Moon, oh great.
Button Moon for the win?
It's stuck in the tunnel!
What was it, the guy's name? Mr. Spoon.
Yeah. Follow Mr. Spoon, Button Moon.
Pigeon Street rocked. I never liked it, but it was just on and it was, you know, weird.
Yeah, it was great.
Good old days. Before we had crappy American television on our TV.
And then we went into like Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Although Recess isn't too bad, actually. I watched it quite a lot. Mm-hmm. Obviously, Arthur and Hey Arnold, they're both good as well. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, but Hey Arnold had some bad astronomy in it. They had a comet scene where the comet just raced across the sky.
Later, Darthro, he's gotta go.
Later. Hoorah! The show, of course, will go well. Because this is the episode where we had nothing to talk about. So we're just talking about Pigeon Street.
Pigeon Street. What was your next thing you wanted to talk about?
I wanted to talk about Amazon. Amazon have this video like download thing called Unboxed, where you can download videos and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's only in the United States, or North America anyway. So yeah, basically, it's this application you install, blah, blah, blah. And on Vista, it requires administrative rights. And by default, it starts up with the machine. So every time you log on, you have this thing. You know, you have the UAC prompt come up. And this is the crappy response Amazon actually sent to somebody. Thank you for your continued interest in Amazon Unbox video downloads. I am truly sorry for any frustration you have experienced using Amazon Unbox on Windows Vista. User account control is a new security mechanism introduced in Windows Vista. whose primary goal is to force users to work using restricted accounts. Just listen to that terminology here. Instead of working as administrators, and because Amazon Unbox requires the user to have administrator's privileges, Windows Vista users receive an UAC prompt before loading Amazon Unbox. So yeah, the guy actually sent him an email asking, when's it going to be fixed? And they just spew that rant against UAC off.
Yeah, but when you log in, you are administration.
But applications run as standard user. So yeah, they call it, they use the word force, which I don't think is appropriate, and they use restricted accounts when the proper terminology is standard accounts.
So the only way to get
limited accounts.
So really the only way to get around it is so that the program doesn't open when you open Windows and then
the way to get around it is for them to write their fracking software better. Why the hell does a download program need access to the whole box? It doesn't. And I'm fed up of companies saying this. Because you know the thing is if you run it on Windows XP, the same thing will happen. Except you won't have the UAC prompt, it will just break.
So it doesn't work on XP.
Not if you're not an administrator, no. It really winds me up. So yeah, Amazon Unbox, whatever it is, it's crap and it needs to be rewritten so it doesn't want access to your whole computer.
Time splits 4, time splits 4, time splits 4, time splits 4, time splits 4.
Right access everywhere. Who cares about time splits 4? I don't, that's for sure.
Lu Wang and Shadow Warriors, time splits 4, time splits 4.
What are these people going on about?
Tomb Raider Oh, right, okay, I get it now. You want a video game with Tomb Raider Anniversary, so it's Lara Croft versus the people from Time Splitters.
What about Lara Croft versus Zippy from a Rainbow?
He can be her new love monkey.
Yeah. No, wait. We need to hook Jeffrey. We need to hook Jeffrey up with George. And Bungle can play with the Master Chief. No, wait, we need to work some Power Rangers and Transformers in there somehow as well. Then we can get this complex love pentagon out of all these crazy things. Woo, yeah. Jet Andre says Zippy wins, hands down. Dude, talk.
Yes. We've been playing a game called Giants.
Citizen Kabuto. I much prefer the name Giants Comrade Kabuto, but what the hell's that from? What's it from?
I don't know. I just got it stuck in my head. Answer this question. Where is this theme tune from? Because I just started doing it.
You know, before we talked about Mario Party 8?
It might have been Mario.
It's not Mario. I was referring to the spastic thing and the fact you're just getting these weird things come in your head. Bullseye?
Yeah, I was thinking Bullseye, thank you.
Are you sure? It doesn't ring a bell with Bullseye.
Yeah. And in two, we got the big Ridge Racer.
Oh man, that was really weird. Is that still on?
I would say Bullseye or maybe Mario World. I agree with that.
Oh wow, so totally separate things.
Yeah.
Okay, dude. Get back to work.
Yeah, Giants.
Comrade Kabuto.
Yeah, absolutely rocks. I'm borrowing Paul's copy because he can play it without a CD. And we're having a bit of an online bash. We're going to have a bit of an online bash later on. All welcome. I keep getting my ass whooped, but what else is new?
Okay. Let's actually decide on something here. Is everybody in the chat room free to play Giants in 1 hour's time?
I am, because Sarah's at a gig.
I am, because I don't have anything better to do. Okay, yeah. Because we had me, Saladin, and Chapstick had a free player match yesterday.
Cool.
Everyone says no, so what? I've played Battlefield 2 loads already.
I have been playing Battlefield 2. I've been playing Battlefield 2142. I've played by myself.
Mm-hmm.
I played a LAN match by myself.
Mm-hmm. What? What console is Jigudrus? Whatever that is. Yeah, so anyway, talk about this game. Adam, do this. Talk.
Sorry, mine went into another realm. Another realm it went. Giants is a game where you walk around this little bloke in a lizard suit. They look like lizard suit. They look like badly made Master Chief suits from the original concept beta version.
They're called mechs.
Yeah, mechs.
Or the full name is like Mecharin or something, I don't know.
Then you've got this woman who looks like she's from Saudi Arabia. She's got like this Persian thing going on. She looks like a ghost and she moves really quickly and has magic and this big sword and she swings it around. And then you've got the giants, which is the Kabutu. Is it Kabutu?
General Kabutu of the African nation of whatever.
The Karuts or whatever.
And Kabuto!
And they get bigger and bigger when they eat everything. And you speak with a very... Yes, Chapstick says the Reaper. That's what they call it.
The Reaper is what the sea people are called.
And then you've got the really weird people that look like a cross between the music playing band out of Star Wars and the Tusken Raider sand people. They look like the lost love child between them. And they always speak with a very weird London accent. Oh, my legs! find some videos so we can play their speech.
The cutscenes are the best bit, really.
The cutscenes. I'm your father. Timmy!
Oi, Bob! Top!
Beautiful. Who's that?
Steady on, mate. She's one of them.
No, that's Delphi, Saffel's daughter. She's different from the rest of the rapers. Doesn't believe what her people are doing to the Smarties.
You can't kill him! He's just a child!
He was caught spying.
No! I won't let you!
Ah, lovely. Cheers, mate. So, what's going on here then?
Oh, it's a monthly sacrifice to Kabuto.
Sounds painful. So who's the unlucky blinder?
Some kid called Timmy.
Timmy, you say? Oh, listen, mate. Do us a favor. Hold us a moment, will you?
Oh, yeah.
Timmy!
Shut up.
Timmy!
Timmy!
Kabuto!
Legend! 100 times our size? But nay, it's impossible! It doesn't exist!
Take him.
coming! Quick, fellas! Kill him!
So yeah, that's one of the cut scenes.
Yeah. Timmy! I'm your father. Go on, play that one.
I'll play that one. Okay, last one. Then we've got to get back to it.
Felicitations, my child. You have completed your training. Pray, tell me your quest.
The death of my mother.
Oh. Your mother! I know she can be hard on you sometimes, but...
How would you know? You know nothing of her cruelty.
My dear, fate's winds brought you here today for a reason. For I, Yan the Samurai Smarty, knew your mother. Indeed, we were very much in love. Oh, my dear girl, I have been meaning to tell you this for many years now.
Oh, my God.
Yes. It's true. I am your father.
No, don't say it.
But I must. I am...
Wait!
Your father.
It is all right to weep tears of joy, my child. Yes, I know I should have told you. Yes, I see the resemblance too. Come, come. Save your tears for a rainy day. Embrace me.
But my mother, Queen Sappho, she created me from the four elements. She wanted me to be the purest form of Sea Reaper.
The evil Queen Sappho? Isn't your mother Sandra Myrtle from Chilchuck Island?
No.
Oh. Well, then forget what I just said about me being your father.
Oh, thank God.
What?
Thank God I found you. It is written that you, Yan, are the only smarty who knows the way to my mother's secret fortress.
Oh, yes, you could have mentioned that earlier. It would have saved me a world of embarrassment.
Shall we go then? Mm.
I am your father. Oh, we must have had some fun making that game.
Probably.
Right, lads. To the pub! I want to go play that then.
Well, you had your chance to play it yesterday.
Yeah, but it was Transformers More Than Meets the Eye.
What is robots in disguise?
Monkeys in disguise.
Yeah, anyway, talk about Giants.
Yeah, so Giants is this game that's really funny and they keep going, "Ooh, my legs!" when they fall over.
The mechs do, yeah.
Yeah, but it's quite a good game because the mechs get to build different things and you get a base and you can build guns and a little thing that gets a little chopper and you get a shop and you can get upgrades and stuff, and where the Reapers do exactly the same but slightly different, and they got their magic spells and stuff, and then your Kabuto bloke basically walks around and eats things and it gets bigger and then he lays eggs and then he just stamps on everything and destroys things. That's about it. And it's absolutely amazing.
It's a really good way to see who's a noob. For example, Oxlo says the giant rules. Actually, the giant sucks. I played iBeep earlier today at Giants, one on one. He was Kabuto, I was a mech. I won easily. So, you know, the giant sucks. There's all the noobs saying, "Oh, I'm playing giants. And then the mech just like snipes the dude from miles away. Or gets his helicopter and just bombs him. And the Reapers suck as well. Stupid magic, lame crap.
Right, mate, let's go to the pub. Whoa, that's the biggest whirly bird I've ever seen. Go on, one more.
Okay, one more.
Nice of you to visit.
is it? Oh, there's got to be a way out of here. Matt, you might want to see this. She's gone.
And what would you suggest, old man?
Come on, Navis. I know an old settlement. I'm going to teach you the art of base building. It's time to make a stand.
The art of base building. Build your wee gun turret.
The weak spot. I've been fighting against it loads of times and I can't find the weak spot.
Jet Andre says no more cutscenes, it bores me.
It bores me.
See, I told you nobody likes your crappy cutscenes.
You're the one who played the extra one. I was alright with just the ooh, my bloody legs. I'd say that's it. Letters.
Well, yeah, hang on, dude. On Portal Forums, Giants has been named the game of the forums. This means everybody has to get Giants so we can have some uber battles.
Uber battles. We want plenty of mechs, plenty of reapers, and we can chase the Gubutu around the map.
Yeah, absolutely. Right, let's get on with the letters. We had one from Mr. Ho101. Hi, nice show, guys. Again, BF2 is no longer available for download on 360. I got BF2 Complete Collection, £25. Cool. I got BF2 360 for £17 new. BF2 360 crap solo, great online. Keep up the good work.
Well, there you go.
So he's talking about Battlefield 2. Even though Giants is now the game you have to get.
Mm-hmm. Well, I've been playing Battlefield 2142.
And I've been playing Giants and Battlefield 2.
And that was all the letters.
Yep, you can send us letters by leaving comments on the blog at gamercast.net.
Or you can send your emails to...
Hang on. Jet Andre says, Paul, if I give you info on TS4, will you read it? What is TS4?
Total Skating 4.
No thanks.
Timmy and Sammy 4. Tettle Tears Collard.
Oh, now he says, Time Splitter, you fag. No, I won't read it. Dude, stop reading the thing.
Read. Must read. Oh, they're making a new Time Splitter. I've met the guy who animates that.
Oh, God. Nobody cares about crappy Time Splitters. God. It's rubbish. You know, it's for PS2 people... who have never played a good like shoot 'em up.
That?
No, I was going to say you can also email us at feedback@gamercast.net.
You can always send your notes via a carrier pigeon, or you can use the old-fashioned way by...
Ooh, Jet Andre's crying now. I care. Where?
You can
burn.
Send, Morse code and telegram.
Adam, what are you on about?
We like a good telegram.
I don't know Morse code.
You can just play the beeps. It'd be like an episode of Morse. We could play some music
double
in the background.
Notch.
I don't know.
You can also post on the forums at portalforums.net. Or better yet, you can dig the show and review us on iTunes as well.
Yes, dig us. Because we've been dug before.
Put that away.
I don't want to make noises. Must make noises.
Well, hurry up. Congratulations. That was amazing.
See, there you go. That was just for you.
Oh, Jet Andre says he's not going to dig us now.
Oh, well.
Okay.
Someone's throwing the toys out the pram.
Okay, everyone vote to demand Jet Andre does his thing, and if he doesn't, we're going to get him.
Well, Jet...
Yeah, I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to replace his stupid bouncing avatar with, like, a Hello Kitty one. Take that.
I think that Jet Andre, if he wants us to talk about it, he should prep a section for next week's show, and if he does a really good job, I will say the whole entire thing. I will do his thing for him, but he has to organise it. I want screenshots, I want information, what's new about it, comparison of previous games. And if he does that for next week's show and emails it to us, I will talk about it.
Okay, that's the deal.
Yeah, that's the deal.
Right, next week's show will be on next week. At some point, but it might be later or earlier or something.
Yes, Jet Andre, you need to get your stuff in by Tuesday, Wednesday at the latest, because we will be doing the show early-ish this week. And
I won't be here till late Thursday or Friday.
Ah, I'm going Friday, so the show might be late. Show might be Monday then.
Monday, dude.
Monday or Tuesday.
Monday,
I'm going on holiday from Friday to Monday.
Yeah, and I'm in Newport Monday to Thursday.
Ooh, looks like the show's going to be late. So, we're warning you now, the show may be late. We will put posts on the forum to note.
You will put posts on the forums.
No, because you'll be back weekend and you'll be here to post stuff.
No, I've got bad leg, I can't post anything.
What do you need a leg to post with? You have to shake it when you're using the computer.
Yeah, I have to keep the blood circulating.
I'll get you a stepper. You can do step-ups.
I've got a bad leg.
We'll get you a little kiddie's pool for you to sit in. You can just kind of relax it in the warm water.
I know. Oh my god, I just bought the ultimate computer-related invention.
Yeah.
A swing. Instead of a chair.
With a wireless keyboard.
Yeah, absolutely.
Dude. My swing. It needs oiling.
Dude.
Okay, so, Jet Andre, if you get it ready for next week, we will do that. It'll be much appreciated because we don't have much time to look for anything else. Oxlo wants one. He wants what? Pick a game that's coming out soon and get part segmented showed up for us. More people are more
get
than
over one. To do some damn audio reviews.
And get that sorted for next week. Because Paul's away for the week, I'm away for the weekend, then we'll be back. So I would imagine Gamercast probably best to do it on Tuesday because I'm going to be back and I would have driven all the way from the other side of London.
Well, maybe
on Monday.
If it's as late as Tuesday, why not just skip a week?
We'll see how we do. We could just do it Tuesday.
Because it's pretty quiet anyway at the moment, isn't it?
Yeah. We may skip a week or we might do it Tuesday. See how we go. We will let you know. Keep your eyes on the forums and we will let you know.
Keep your eyes on the interwebs.
No, not this Tuesday, next Tuesday. Yeah, a week this Tuesday coming up. Because Paul's going away this week and he won't be back until Thursday. I'm going away on the Friday and I won't be back till the following Monday. And I'm going to be tired on the following Monday, so it most likely will be that Tuesday. Right, let's wrap the show up because I want to go play Giants.
Yeah, let's get this done so we can play a game. Right, we will see everyone next week. Next week, Tuesday. Don't do that. Finished?
Yes.
Finished making all your noises?
Hang on.
Okay, that's good. Anything else?
Right.
Yes, Adam is insane.
Laters.